Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Hump day?
Yes! You know it! That smell, the smells emanating from the kitchen, they're gonna be starting to pick up with intensity. Is your wife, Lisa, does she get after, like, starting today?
Yeah, she started yesterday. She started yesterday. Oh, yeah. But we're doing a meal tonight. And then again, Thanksgiving tomorrow.
So you're eating tonight?
Oh, yeah.
What's tonight?
Tonight is tenderloin on the smoker.
Stink.
Yeah.
Stink.
Yeah.
I mean, tenderloin tonight.
I know.
Thanksgiving tomorrow.
I know.
Leftovers on Friday.
I may look, like when I'm doing the Broncos-Saints game, I may look like, you know, like I've been at the office, you know, on a hard day, the end of the day where the top button's unbuttoned, you know, and the tie's a little loose because, you know, it's been one of them days, but that's just a disguise because my face has gained some weight and I can't actually button the top button on my shirt.
Yeah,
you're worried?
I'm worried about your shirt collar on Sunday.
Yeah,
thing could be stressed.
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about my shirt collar as well. And then Friday night I got the Fox dinner.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. That guy in a little coat.
Yeah, it's exact. Yeah, it's not going to be good.
Well, this will put you in a better mood. How about Garrett Bowles?
Bowlesy
talking yesterday about the season he's having and the amount of praise coming his way.
Job's not done yet, my friends. I got six more games to prove to myself and the rest of my career to prove to the people that I belong in this league. Like I told you all before, I truly believe, you know, a man goes through a rough patch in their life for a reason to make them better. And it speaks highly of how a man comes out of that. And I truly believe I came out of it. I learned from my mistakes. I know exactly what I need to do to not let those mistakes happen. Me and Munchak talk on a regular basis. I love that man dearly. I think I give him all the credit in the world because of what he's done with me in such a short amount of time. And it's really nice to know that I have an online coach that I can rely on and they can trust and we can talk, man to man. But, you know, it's always nice to get recognition. But at the same time, you know, I'm not in it to, hey, look at me or anything like that. I'm in it because I love this game. And I know what this game has done for me and my family and what it's done for a lot of other people's families. And, you know, it's a job at the same time. It's something that, you know, you're grateful to be a part of. This is a great organization. I love Denver. I love the fans here. I love everyone thinking about here. I know you all kicked me in the butt over the years, but, you know, that's just something that I took and it's for me to change. And if it wasn't for me to change, I know I want to be where I'm at. And so I took that very seriously, and I took it into this offseason. I fixed the things I did, and this is me, and I'm not going anywhere.
Garrett Bowles, been covering sports here for a long time. He is one of the more interesting, fascinating guys. Going from being someone that was a consensus bust, to somebody who really does seem to be turning his career around right before our very eyes.
That's incredible. I mean, I think, and I love this about what Garrett said there, is I've taken responsibility. He's not saying you guys, like some of the texts we get or the tweets I get, see, you were wrong. No, he basically told you right there, you were right. You kicked me in the butt, and I deserve to be kicked in the butt. I wasn't very good. And I've taken it to heart, and the O-line coach and Munchak, you know, spoken to me man-to-man and told me the things I need to fix, and I went hard in this offseason to fix those things. Good for, like, really good for him. And I've told you since day one, he's been the best offensive lineman they've had. And I mean by a pretty large margin. So, I'll tell you, it's just an incredible amount of maturity. Good for him. That's awesome, man. It's awesome.
Here's John Elway to DenverBroncos.com talking about what he sees and what he's seeing, what he expects to see moving forward from Drew Lock.
You know, I've had some good talks with Drew, and, you know, I'm excited about him. And, you know, I think that he's got the right mentality because he wants to be great. And I think he'll continue to work on that. But obviously, when you're going through it as a young quarterback, you're going to see a lot of different things, a lot of different looks. Those, you know, defensive coordinators know when they got a young quarterback and try to confuse them. And so I think that he's done a heck of a job going through that. Every snap he takes this year is going to continue to get better, and it's just going to help him in the future.
So is that a vote of confidence or the dreaded vote of confidence?
No,
there is a difference.
I think that's a vote of confidence. But again, there's an evaluation process that's going on that's not going to change. I mean, there's still going to be the evaluation process that goes on. And John talking about every snap, you know, every snap is a learning experience. Every snap they're, you know what they're doing to try to confuse the guy. They've got a huge challenge this weekend because the Saints are loaded. They are a damn good defense and they are a loaded football team. It's funny. I was doing a show in Seattle yesterday. They just asked me best team that you've got to witness, you know, like firsthand. And by far, Mike, and I've called several Tampa games. I've called a lot of different games. The best team top to bottom from just a pure talent standpoint are the Saints. And it's not close. When you go through their roster, man, they've got a bunch of all pros all over the place. I mean, all over the place. So they're a very talented roster and a very well coached football team.
Normally we visit with Adam Schefter on Thursdays, but with it being Thanksgiving tomorrow, we've moved it up. So Adam Schefter joins us coming up next. Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com. Our NFL ESPN insider Adam Schefter will join us in a couple of minutes. Normally he joins us on Thursday, but moving it up a little bit with us. Yeah, looking forward to a jovial Adam Schefter on the Ramoslaw.com text line 303-713-1043. Did Stink just say he's told everybody that Garrett Bowles is the number one lineman all along? I don't know if that's true. Sometimes with Stink, when he talks, all I hear is the backup buzzer. Come on.
Beep, beep. That is so, you know what? That is so wrong. I've told you this year he's playing better than anybody else on their offensive line. Have I not said that since day one?
You have
this
said
year?
That since about week three or four. Yeah.
Right? So now, before that, like, I don't understand how people don't know or people can't understand that he was really bad for 3 years. He had over 30 holding calls in 3 years, guys. He was awful. And he's made a dramatic, remarkable turnaround. I mean, when new information is presented to you, is it okay to have a different opinion about stuff? When all of a sudden a guy resurrects his career and starts playing well, do you still go back and say, well, nope, he's not good. Remember what he did the first 3 years. He's playing really well.
Need I remind people?
Holding offense, number 72, tackled by Bowles.
That happened.
Remember, I called a game.
I put all my arms and legs into and let him trust.
I called a game, remember, against Chicago, where he had more holding calls in the first half than they had points. Going in the third quarter.
It got so bad, the officials
called it on other people.
Called it on Ronald Leary because they didn't want to call out 72 again and risk a mutiny at Mile High.
So, like, again, new information. New information. He's playing really well. I'll give him credit. It's not me backing up. It's not me, like, I'm not going. If I was backing up, you know what I said? I would say, I told you guys so. Even when he was playing poorly, I told you he was great. No, I told you he was a bust. I told you he was awful. Garbage. For 3 years. There's no question. That doesn't change. That has nothing to do with anything. That doesn't change a damn thing. He has fixed his issues. Good for Garrett Bowles. Garrett Bowles is playing really good football. I'm a big enough person to say it. I'm watching him. I went deep dive this week on what they've done offensively, what they did offensively. Garrett Bowles is playing really good football. Good for him. Happy for him.
Go back to what we played John Elway talking about Drew Locke, and he said, hey, he's going to keep getting better.
Right.
And you said it sounded like a legitimate vote of confidence, not the dreaded vote of confidence. So as you're listening to Elway talk yesterday about Drew, do you get a sense that they are committed to Drew for next year?
I get a sense that they are committed to the process this year.
What does that mean?
That they are committed to Drew Locke through the rest of this year to see where he ends up. Not where he is right now. Because if you had to make the decision right now where he is, based on this division, based on the way he's playing, you would basically choose somebody else. Or you would say, hey, we got to move on, or at least we got to bring in competition, or we got to trade for somebody, or we got to do something.
Unless the organizational mindset over there is 2020, man, what a year. No OTAs, no offseason, no chance to gain continuity, COVID, injuries. Heck, even, you know, Elway could look at it, and even I had it. So 2020 is, we just put it in the rearview mirror, act like it never happened, and just start fresh in 2021.
Yeah,
and you'll be a rat. You'll have a chance to talk to everybody as you prepare for the game on Sunday. So maybe you can get some sense about where that organizational mindset is. I'd be fascinated.
I don't know what they're going to tell me, but yeah, I mean, I'm certainly going to talk to them about
Drew Locke.
I'm going to talk to Drew Locke. So, and where he is, where his mindset is.
And ask him, will you? Because I get the sense listening to Drew, and there's a happy-go-lucky nature to Drew that I love, but I almost wonder if he's oblivious to what maybe is being said about him, even in his own building. And that maybe he isn't even aware that his time as the starting quarterback could be numbered. His days could be numbered. And that, you know, maybe he isn't a sure thing for next year.
There is no way that he's oblivious to criticism, and you can't throw, what, 4 or 5 picks in a game and have a couple of games like he's had and not hear.
Well, there's a difference between hearing the criticism and thinking that you may not be here next year.
Well, if he doesn't think that way, then he's not the right guy.
All right, it's time to get our weekly visit a little earlier than usual with our buddy Adam Schefter.
I have Adam Schefter from ESPN on the line. He heard a rumor.
Oh, great. Tell Schefter to stick his rumor up.
Sonny.
All right.
I love it.
Without further ado, we welcome in Adam Schefter. He is presented, of course, as he is each and every week, by our friends from the Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers. Good morning, Adam. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. You know, it's funny. Every week I call in, and every week I just forget that that's going to come on. Every week it kind of catches me by surprise here, and it shouldn't, but it does. And so it's just kind of funny and entertaining to hear that each week, and I just forget that it's about to come on. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. That's number one. Number two, who are we talking about not being sure if they're going to be here next year?
Oh, we were talking about Drew Locke and the potential, like this audition for the rest of the year based upon the rest of this division, the quarterbacks that are in this division, that this is still in at least my mind, this is still a real proving ground rest of the season for Drew Locke. What do you think?
You know, I was going back and forth with a buddy of mine in Denver this week, and I said the Broncos have a major problem. they're sitting there in the division, like I said, with Mahomes and Herbert. And Herbert's really good. He's really good. Have you, Snake, have you done any of their games yet this year?
Yeah, he's phenomenal. I mean, his film is ridiculously good.
I mean, he is Mahomes-like in a way. Yeah, a little bit different, but not all that different. But honestly, that's the caliber of play that you're talking about. If you watch Mahomes early in his career, he wasn't significantly better than Justin Herbert has been. You know, I have Justin Herbert as the quarterback on both of my fantasy football teams. And last night I had Matthew Berry trying to trade for him from me. And I'm like, no, I'm not trading Justin Herbert. And the Chargers, I think, feel the same way. And we said before that when John Elway was playing quarterback for the Broncos for the 16, 17, 18 years that he did, from 83 through 98, the rest of the division was miserable. Like they were always trying to keep up with Denver. And now Denver has to try to keep up not just with Patrick Mahomes, but with Justin Herbert. And how old is Mahomes now? 25, and Herbert's probably 21, 22?
Right. Hey, Adam, so not only that, hey, real quick, Derek Carr is playing at a all-pro type of level.
He is, okay? And Derek Carr is a good quarterback. He is. And look, he could turn out to win the MVP of the league this year because he has played very well. But I don't look at him the same way that I look at Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mahomes and Herbert, for the next 12 to 15 years, if they're healthy, are going to shine. So what is Denver's, like, honestly, that's a terrible thing to have to face every year. Like, it's a little discouraging, to be honest.
Well, here was...
Because those guys are that good.
Yeah, here was my point, is even if you get significantly better at the quarterback position, and let's say Drew Lock over the next 6 weeks really improves, you are still, even with a dramatic improvement in the next 6 weeks, you are still the fourth best quarterback in your own division. And my question to you would be, how many fourth best quarterbacks in their division ever win their division?
That's a great point. I mean, you know, Drew Lock still is trying to prove that he can be the quarterback of this team. And sometimes you watch him and you think, yeah, he can be. And then other times you look at some of the passes and you say, I don't know. But again, it comes back to what we've talked about. If we're wondering this and debating this, take that out of it. Well, there's no question about Patrick Mahomes. There's no question about Justin Herbert. There's a little less of a question about Carr, but he's having a great year. So yes, this year, the Broncos have the fourth best quarterback situation in the league. And if Carr regresses next year, at best, Denver's going to have the third best quarterback next year. And at best, Denver looks like it'll have the third best quarterback or fourth best quarterback, not just this year, Stink, but for years to come. And I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer the day before Thanksgiving. We have much to be thankful for. And the Broncos are, you know, have been a great, great franchise in that city for a long time and provided that city a tremendous amount of thrills and excitement. But just the reality of it, Thanksgiving 2020, is they've got a problem with the quarterbacks in that division.
Oof. Okay. That is sobering.
Are we wrong?
No. But
that's not said as a shot or a criticism at Denver nor Drew Lock. That is a compliment to how good Patrick Mahomes is and how good Justin Herbert is. That's the problem.
Okay. All right. It's honesty, and it is the situation right now. You're right. You're right. I was looking for a little bit more good cheer right before Thanksgiving, but way to drop the hammer on us, Adam.
No. Stink was holding the hammer with me. You know,
yeah.
Mike, you're just quarterbacking.
I know.
You know, Stink and I are going back and forth here.
Right.
You guys are the hammers. I'm just the nail. All right.
You know what? You were your head is the giant watermelon, and Adam and I smashed it. So
sledgehammer.
Yeah. You guys brought the sledgehammer.
And nobody smashes a watermelon quite like Stink. I'm just telling you.
That's right.
Hey, Stink, which game you got this week?
I've got Denver Saints.
Oh, that's nice. So you get to stay home?
Get to stay home. The crew's coming out Friday, man. We're ready to roll.
On Thanksgiving week, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. How good is that?
Hey, do me a favor. When you have your conference with Sean Payton, right?
Uh-huh.
Just ask him about the quarterback decision and send him my regards, okay?
I will.
And watch the reaction you get.
Oh, will it be kind of like Kevin Costner?
No. Oh. No, honestly, just do that, and it'll make for a good story.
Oh. Okay, great. I'm on it.
Make sure you do that, in all honesty.
I will.
It'll be enjoyable, okay?
Okay, good. I'm all over it. Yeah, Sean and I are tight, so I'll definitely throw that out there.
Yeah, just tell him, he and I had some nice conversations over the last week. Ask him about that. You'll see.
All right, Adam. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Guys, happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. Appreciate having him. Thank you for having me on each week, and wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving.
All right, you too. Adam Schefter, our NFL ESPN insider, joining us courtesy of your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers. Morning Brew coming up. Morning Brew coming up next.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your morning brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stuff.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
You know, I think that's one of the bright things that Drew has done is he's very resilient and he's continued to bounce back. And you know, you're going to go through growing pains, especially as a young quarterback. He had the 5 starts last year, and we're excited about what we've seen. Obviously, the consistency hasn't been there where we wanted it to be, but you know, you look at everything that's gone on for us this year, I think that they've hung in there and done a heck of a job.
Sounds like a pretty enthusiastic vote of confidence for Drew Locke from John Elway, no?
I think there's a lot of hope there. Obviously, I'm with John. I believe he's 100% right. The resilient factor has been big because, I mean, you think about the games, the last couple of games he played going into last week against Miami, and it was bad. It looked terrible. And then to start off 0-6 with a pick, I mean, that is a recipe just to roll over, right? Just to throw your hands in the air and give up, but he stayed true. He completed a couple of long third downs, not only with his arm, but with his feet. He hung in there, man. And you got to give him a lot of credit for me to hang in there and play hurt, because you had a built-in excuse. You could have milked the ribs, you know, and be like, oh, oof, this is really bad bruise, you know? A bad boo-boo. Boo-boo.
Yep, that's what Nate Jackson called it.
So
boo-boo.
That part is 100%, 100% accurate by John. No question.
Next on the Morning Group.
Me and Munchak talk on a regular basis. I love that man dearly. I think I give him all the credit in the world because of what he's done with me in such a short amount of time. And it's really nice to know that I have an online coach that I can rely on and they can trust, and we can talk, man to man. But, you know, it's always nice to get recognition. But at the same time, you know, I'm not in it to, hey, look at me or anything like that. I'm in it because I love this game.
The amazing, amazing career transformation of Garrett Bowles, going from somebody who Broncos country despised, a universal bust, to somebody who now I think is widely regarded as a must re-sign.
Yeah.
Left tackle of their future.
Really, like, there was never any question about Garrett Bowles' athleticism. And pound for pound, I'll put him as one of the best athletes, not only on the team, but in the league. The guy's a phenomenal athlete. Technically, you know, as a technician, he was just bad. And he is, you know, he has cleaned his game up tremendously. He has taken coaching, Mike, something that the reports early were he just couldn't take. He couldn't take criticism. He couldn't take coaching. He has taken all those things on his shoulders, and he's developed into a really good player. A really good player for them. So good for him, man. Really good for him.
Next on the Morning Group.
Manning sits in the pocket with time, throws, caught, Julius Thomas at the 20, left side to the 10, to the 5, and he's in for the touchdown! Crossing from right to left, Julius Thomas, 35 yards, and Denver takes a 16-0 lead!
Boy, remember those days when the Broncos offense was unstoppable, averaging 30-plus points per game? Peyton Manning, the sheriff, orchestrating
my best friend Peyton Manning.
The NFL class of 21 came out with their top 25 semifinalists. And no surprise, Peyton Manning in his first year of eligibility is one of the top 25. Does he get in? First ballot.
Oh, I mean, that's, I'm not sure.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
It's ridiculous to even think that, that's not even a question.
That's obvious.
That'll be one of the better speeches.
Oh,
question is, here's the big one.
Yeah.
Who presents it? Is it Stoke?
I'm a raging Cajun right now.
Is it Stoke?
No. Stoke will be in the Baby Bjorn, like as a, you know, like a hype man in there. You know, just doing this, maybe have some pom-poms. You know, he might have the jersey, like the one, the Bronco 18 with the Indian, like a half-and-half jersey.
Sitting in the front row?
Right. One pom-pom that's white and blue and one that's orange and blue. No, he'll be on stage with Peyton in that Baby Bjorn. Maybe his dad, maybe Arch.
So we got Peyton, we got John Lynch, kind of adopting John.
Yeah.
Is this the year John gets in?
That'd be really cool. Yeah, I think this is a year that John could get in. I don't know, how do you sift through these?
It's a good list.
That's a great list.
It is a strong list. Next on the Morning Brew.
Play action, Mac throws, caught, touchdown, Bama.
Wow. I'm not going to, so quit asking.
All right. He dug in like an Alabama.
Dug in like an Alabama tick.
Ah, there you go. Okay, the college football playoff rankings came out. First ones, Alabama, number one, Notre Dame two, Clemson three, Ohio State, despite only playing four games and barely getting past Indiana the other day, still in there at number four. I paused to give you a chance to react, and then I thought, wait a minute. Yeah, you haven't watched one college football game yet, have you?
No, I watched, not an entire game, but I watched some Ohio State Indiana the other day. It was a compelling game. Rich, compelling. I've watched some college
football. Tell you what, we'll bounce it off Joel Klatt coming up at 8:00. A little bit more.
No, I think that's a
qualified,
I think that's a,
and equipped.
I think that's a really nice four teams there, Michael.
Okay.
You know what? They're playing well, scoring a lot of
playing
goals.
Playing well, scoring a lot of touchdowns. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. All right, we'll get into some Thanksgiving fun. More from John Elway. How do we read John Elway's comments? Is it a legitimate vote of confidence for Drew Locke, meaning Drew Locke's your quarterback next year? That's next. Further evidence that Garrett Bowles has become one fascinating character on this Broncos team was him yesterday talking about kind of just the overall identity and culture and kind of where this team has been and where it's going.
I think we're improving because we let our pride go. I think over the years we had little issues with that, but I think now that all of us know what we want and what we want to accomplish, and it just talks about, we have a group chat that we text with each other all the time, which I think extremely helps with, you know, camaraderie and everything like that. And I think guys want it. And I think that's the difference between us over the years is, you know, we want to win and we want to be the best. And that's what Coach Munchak prides us on, is to be the best and to, you know, to fix our mistakes when we can, but go out there, you know, balls to the wall and punch people in the throat. I mean, that's just what we want to do. We want to play nasty and dirty, and I think that's what we're bringing back to this organization that has missed for so many years. So we take pride in that. I love Dawn. I love Tush. I love Graham. I love Dot, Eli or Calvin, whoever plays on that right side, you know, with Austin coming in. I think we have just a great group of dudes that are willing to work hard, that put in everything that they need to do to be successful. And I know if we, you know, we love each other and we bring each other up and, you know, we speak highly of each other, then we're just going to group even more, and we're going to, you know, hopefully keep this group together for a couple years so that we can build upon it and continue to move the ball.
You have said repeatedly that if you had to sum up the Broncos' struggles over the last several years, it all starts with their offensive line woes.
Yeah.
So when you hear him say
camaraderie,
and he was talking mostly about the offensive line, that we've let our pride go and we want it now. What does that mean to you? What are you hearing there?
Well, I think number one, if you look at the admission that he has made through, you know, what we've heard today, is that I wasn't good enough. That I didn't play good enough football. Like, I know you guys kicked me in the ass, but I deserved it because I wasn't good enough. I mean, I tell you, for me, that is just refreshing. Right? We live in a society where nobody wants to, everybody knows their rights. Nobody wants to take their responsibility seriously. Don't tell me about your rights. What are your responsibilities? You have a responsibility to your teammates to play hard and to fix your issues. I mean, there was nothing worse for me as a player than making a mistake and letting my teammates down. You know, forget about I didn't care about me. It's the other guys. You know, I mean, not to toot my own horn, but you know why I played injured all the time? This is important to play for the other guys. And when I hear that coming from Garrett Bowles' mouth, when he says, hey, man, I looked at myself, you know, critically, got an offensive line coach that I love that worked with me, I had to solve my issues. You know, and if pride is an issue, if you're, you know, if we live in a time where building a brand sometimes is more important than building a career. Yeah, my look at me. You know, look at me, how I show up. Look at me. I've told you that. It bothers me. You know, when I get, like, I'll be the first to admit, it bothers me when guys, you know, show up, like, whether it was Cam Newton in the mountain climbing outfit, you know,
Yuri Leo.
What was that?
I was trying to do a yodel there.
Yes.
Yuri Leo.
You know who can yodel?
I can't yodel.
Hey, Ben, can you find, doesn't Jewel, she's an Alaska girl. Jewel?
Yeah.
You know the singer?
She yodels?
She's a yodeler.
We need a good yodeler.
Can you find some yodeling from Jewel, please?
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, like, it bothers me when, you know, I hear, like, Dalton Reisner, hey, we had to put our work gloves on. He shows up in an unbuttoned shirt with work gloves, you know, leather work gloves.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got pictures all over his own social media platform.
He's an anonymous offensive lineman. He's a guard. He's trying to build his brand.
Yeah, well, and I know that that's the time that we live in, but that's the stuff that bothers me. You know, let your pride go and go out there, like, build a career. Build a career first. The brand will follow. Yeah, and I know I understand that it's a different time and I'm old and, you know, I'm the old guy, you know, shouting at clouds, you know. I mean, I get that. I get that portion. But I believe in the stuff that Garrett Bowles said. I believe in playing for your teammates. I believe in sacrifice. I believe in taking responsibility. I believe in all those things. And I know that we all fall short, every one of us, myself included.
Well, you asked for Jewel yodeling?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Wow.
Yeah.
Now that's a yodel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a yodel.
I mean, what else are you going to do in Homer? That and catch halibut.
That's right.
That's what you do in Homer.
You want to fish or you want to f*** around?
On the Kenai Peninsula.
Michael.
You just hate it when I butcher Alaska pronunciations.
Right.
It's the Kenai Peninsula.
The Kenai.
That's right. Where the salmon jump in your boat.
They do. They do. And the brown bear just, I mean, you're
get
one.
Your back straight.
You're one with the brown bear. You're fishing in the same river.
You gave me some of that.
Oh.
That Alaska salmon.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Fresh caught.
Oh.
Copper River Reds. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Delicious.
Hey, Ben, he said, that's the last time we ever play that. If we can play Tiny Tim, we can play Jewel yodeling.
Jewel is a great yodeler, obviously.
Come on now. Come on.
Exactly.
Time for our injury report presented by the Elite Sportsbook at the Red Dolly Casino in Blackhawk. Graham Glasgow, soreness in his lower leg, questionable for Sunday. In our expert medical opinion, we described it as a hitch in his giddy-up.
Yes.
Very precise. So, he's questionable.
It's science.
But he's an offensive lineman.
Yeah, he should play with a hitch in his giddy-up.
Right? I mean, that's just a boo-boo.
Yeah, how much giddy-up do you have when you're an offensive lineman anyhow? That's like the old
Well, wait a minute. Hey, after watching that Broncos O-line last week run around, you gotta be able to run.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a little different story, right? Like, normally the Broncos, like, normally the offensive line is like, you remember the old trucks with three on the tree? Remember the old three on the tree?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
You only had three gears. They were all on the steering column.
Yeah.
But this Broncos offense is running. By the way, I showed you the tape.
Well, speaking of which, let's do that coming up because we're going to give you a blast from the past as to where this Bronco run game from last week came from. Plus, we're going to get locked and loaded for Drew Locke this weekend against the Saints. That's coming up next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.